Greetings, and welcome to episode 43. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your number one podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 6 times Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast will uplift, inspire, motivate, encourage, help you to create joy, a sense of happiness, wellness, peace, love, and all the wonderful things that we need right now in our world. I am so excited that at a time when we need encouragement and a focus on self and others to better mankind, we have a guru who can share just how to do that and share all about her journey. No matter if you are an adult, a student, or anyone who needs to be uplifted, I charge you to tune in and learn how to apply these strategies to make your life better and bring more joy to your world. My special guest is Mrs. Christy Joy. Let me share a little bit more about her journey from her bio. Christy Joy is a mother of 4 grown children and a business entrepreneur. She created the Joyful Self Wellness Center to provide a safe place to explore personal development through workshops focusing on healing the mind, body, and spirit. At Joyful Self, she offers private one-on-one sessions and 5-week series group workshops to help guests clear the fear and blockage that they are holding themselves back from becoming the best version of themselves. Her own journey of discovery began following 2 car accidents and personal trauma, a challenging time when she sought alternative treatments to heal both physically and emotionally. Her goal is to reach out to the community and have the center be a place of healing and a resource for self-empowerment. At the Joyful Self Wellness Center, you will honor yourself, heal your past wounds, clear your mind, try something new, step out of your comfort zone, and be silly every now and then. She shares so many positive affirmations, such as, let today be the start of something new. Forgive yourself. Honor yourself, find joy, and so many more. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will give my guest, Ms. Christy Joy, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all the books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can purchase my Amazon best-selling books there as well. I'll be right back.
Did you know 42% of business startups fail because their product or service is not needed in the market? 22% of small businesses fail from poor planning. Only 40% of startups become profitable. Entrepreneurs, if you want to be on the positive side of these statistics, you need to tune into our podcast, Embrace the Possible. It is a new podcast focused on helping entrepreneurs, new and seasoned, build and sustain their future vision. If this sounds like you, join ICE Consulting and Coaching on this journey. With over 45 years of hands-on experience and training in business development, we will ensure you are on the positive side of these statistics. Tune into our podcast Wednesdays bi-weekly at 9 a.m. to be future ready.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, What You Don't Know and What You Need to Know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your number one podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. Again, my special guest is Mrs. Christy Joyce. First, Christy, let me say congratulations on all of your success and your ability to help so many people. You have faced so many obstacles just from reading your bio, and I know some of my listeners, and especially young people who are facing what they feel are undefeated challenges, will benefit from you being my special guest today. I had an opportunity, as you know, to meet you once, and I can tell you just being in your presence is amazing, and I love your spirit of bringing joy into the lives of others. So welcome to my show, and how are you doing today?
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. McCoy. It is truly an honor to be here speaking with you and with your audience. And I'm doing wonderful. I'm joyful, and even in these trying times that we're going through. But I wanted to share a little bit about myself, more than what you were saying. I am, like you said, a mother, a grandmother, and I have been an entrepreneur for over 30 years. I was creating and building businesses based on the dreams of those close to me, which was satisfying, but I knew something was missing in my life. I decided about 5 years ago, I literally was driving in the car, and all of my best conversations are with God, and I just said, I'm ready. I'm ready for some change. I'm ready for some joy in my life. I was ready for something to happen. He then pursued me, and that is how I followed my passion and created the Joyful Self Wellness Center. It was created to provide a safe place to explore personal development through workshops, focusing on healing of the mind, the body, and the spirit. And of course, it's evolved over the last 3 years. We were meeting in person, obviously, in group workshops, but currently on online courses, which has been a great joy for me this past year. This year, with all the obstacles with the pandemic, it helped me, inspired me to create a 5-week series called The 5 Steps to Your Joyful Self. It's a 2-hour workshop on 5 Friday evenings with an intimate group of 5 members at a time. I was inspired back in August of last year. Once again, I spoke to God and just said, give me a sign. What should I do next? My mission is changing and evolving, and I'm ready for it. And literally, there was a sign in front of me, front of my desk that I created about 2 years previous. And it was all the steps that I took to find my joy again in my life. And I knew that it had made such an impact in my life that I wanted to create a course for others to go through these steps and find their joy, even though there are challenges in life. So I take these members 5 Friday evenings for about 2 hours. And then for 35 days, we stay in contact with each other, going over the week's theme. The themes or 5 steps are: week 1, honor yourself. You are reminded that all healing begins with loving yourself first and developing self-care habits. This is where all of the stuff happens. You discover and fall in love with yourself again. Week 2 is about healing your wounds, exploring our fears, our triggers, and the false stories that we've created about ourselves, others have created for us. Step 3 is clearing your mind, learning to go within, and getting quiet. Step 4 is stepping out of your comfort zone. This one was what really helped me. When you say yes to more, you grow. It's where all the juicy things happen in life, is when we get out of our comfort zone. And week 5 is be silly. It's a time to just let loose and release, and that's where all the joy comes in. So that is my journey for the last 3 years with Joyful Self. I'm quite happy with the journey. I don't know where it's going, and that is fine with me because it just keeps getting better and better. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
Once again, Christy, thank you for being a guest. And I can tell you, I have learned so much about you. Thank you for sharing about yourself and how you got started. And I just want to reiterate some of those golden nuggets that you shared.
Sure.
Golden dreams, and you know, you had your best conversations with God. You were ready, and that's what makes a difference. You follow your passion, you focus on mind, body, and spirit. Watch, look, listen for those signs, and your weeks of your different sessions, just honor yourself and, you know, those false stories that we tell about ourselves after we've had failures. You clear your mind, stepping out of your comfort zone. And I can tell you from personal experiences, I have stepped out of my comfort zone, and that's when I grow and have grown, and then just to be silly. And I know there are so many young people out there that are listening today, and I just encourage you to adopt some of these strategies. Just follow your passion, because you're just getting started with your life, and sometimes you may not know exactly what you want to become. So tell us, Christy, who really inspired you?
That is a great question, and I really wanted to, there were so many answers I could have given to you, but what I found is that God, once again, has been bringing women to me throughout my life to teach me something along the way. I always felt protected and loved when these individual women showed up and came in, and they collectively helped mold me into the woman I am today. But the biggest lesson was from a beautiful young woman named Alex. A few years ago, she came into my life and showed me what unconditional love truly looked like and how to enjoy life and be present. And actually, I have her picture here in front of me right now, because she is a constant in my journey. You see, Alex had cancer and didn't want others to see her as someone with cancer. She was so much more than that. If anyone met Alex, you knew she was so much more. She helped me through a difficult time in my life. I was going through a divorce and I was doing some major life changes. But she helped me to see the joy in life. She told me not to take it for granted. And today she would be working alongside me physically, but sadly she passed away 3 years ago at 29 years old. But she is here every day and guiding me and guiding Joyful Self. This tragedy has helped me. It gave me such valuable lessons that I can pass on to my clients, anyone that connects with Joyful Self. It created such a yearning for finding all of the little joy in life. And we can do that even if we are challenged, because life is challenging. Life is going to send you curveballs. It's going to take people away. It's going to bring people in. But we need to learn how to love ourselves, connect with ourselves, and heal for us to find our joy. So that's who inspired me. And that's Miss Alex Roberts. And I love her. She's with me constantly.
Thank you, Christy, for sharing that personal story. And I am so sorry to hear about the loss of Alex. And, you know, the greatest thing that you shared is that she left a legacy. You continue to do the work. And I know that she's present with you. The other things that you talked about, the unconditional love and for us not to take life for granted, that is so important. And I just have to say this, out of every tragedy, there is a lesson and great things can come out of it. So thank you for sharing that with us. So Christy, as you know, I work with educators and young people who are looking at all that life has to offer and they're trying to figure it out. So give us some advice that we can share with the listening audience as you have traveled your journey in the different areas when you first started from college, from high school to college to where you are now.
Okay, that's a great question. Definitely my best advice is to follow your passion. Your heart will lead you the best way. There will be people in your life that will tell you what to do, what not to do. But you really need to trust what your intuition is telling you. Trust that when you smile, when you're talking about something, that that's your passion. When you don't have the passion for something and you are just going through the motions, that is Yes, you'll learn the lessons. You'll find out what you don't like and what you do like. But when you truly start to just allow yourself to make mistakes, people tell you don't make mistakes. But I think all of the lessons that we can learn in life are making the mistakes. That's where you're going to learn your lessons. That is going to tell you what you want in your life, what you don't want in your life, what you want to do, what you don't want to do. This is what is so important for young people to know. I, as a college student, I went the track. It was the early 90s going into college. That was the track for me. And I had a five-year plan, and it was wonderful. I learned so much. But I was open. I opened myself up to opportunities. I went outside my box and I started to do entrepreneurial businesses. And I was creating the dreams that other people had. And I found it rewarding. It was wonderful. But I always felt something was missing. And what was missing was my passion in it. Yes, I can be passionate about something for someone else, but I needed to find what was my passion. So when I began to surround myself with healthy, supportive people and remembering to stay connected, and through those connections, you network yourself, you find where your passion is, and that's where you find your joy. And it doesn't feel like work. I light up every time I do anything with Joyful. Every single workshop, every support group that I coordinate, it is such a fulfilling feeling when I leave there. It fills you up. And that's my best advice, is to follow your passion.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing all of those wonderful tips. And young people who are listening or just anyone, make sure that you do follow your passion. And I tell people that all the time, do what you love and love what you do. Trust your intuition. Make those mistakes, like Christy told us, in order to learn those lessons. And I know there are so many young people now applying and have applied to colleges and universities, and some may decide to go into the military, you know, some may go into the workforce or become an entrepreneur, but whatever you do, try to find out what it is that you're passionate about and just be willing to open yourself up to the different opportunities. So thank you so very much.
Absolutely.
So, Christy, you've shared a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced early on. Tell us about a challenge that you have faced, and how did you really overcome that challenge?
Well, I think the largest challenge by far has been the pandemic. Joyful Self's mission was to meet in person and have that one-on-one connection. So this was something I needed to really think about. My guests knew that when they came to Joyful, they were getting a big hug. That was my mission, was connecting physically and emotionally in that room together. There were so many special moments, because what I found, what was happening, we were so connected by technology, but yet so disconnected. The art of the conversation, the art of just listening and really understanding that there's others that are in your same situations, but with different perspectives, and learning all of the things that go into that. And that was my biggest challenge. It was finding out how I could present Joyful Self and keep that connection with the pandemic. So with this challenge, once again, I was just talking to God and asking Him. So that is where the sign about the 5 steps course, it was something that pushed me out of my comfort zone, designing an online course that would take some members 5 weeks to journey through. But I have to tell you, it has been the most rewarding journey. I've had the fall session and I had the winter session. And last night we just met again, combined the two groups. And this is so rewarding. This challenge that presented itself has been this big growth for me and for the growth of all of those individual people in those 5 week series this year. So again, so when you're faced with a challenge, sit down and think outside the box. That's my best advice.
Excellent. And congratulations to you, because I know it's just going to continue to get better and better. And I just love that one piece of advice that I just want to reiterate, and you actually shared so many, but just keep the connection during challenging times, because you never know where it will lead you. And so thank you so much. So tell us now about your greatest success or successes that you've experienced.
There have been so many success stories. I could go down the line, but I have to tell you what success for me is: watching someone work through the very things that are holding them back, and then to see them blossom into their best version, to see them follow their dreams and be present in life. That is what Alex wants for all of us. That was the lesson that I learned. So that's what success means to me, to help someone. The greatest gift you can give anyone is a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and a hand to lift them up. And then you turn around and you lift someone else up. It's so empowering. And that was the mission. I didn't know what it was 3 years ago, and I just embraced it. But that was the greatest success story that Joyful has had, and myself personally.
I just love it. You said that watching someone work through the things that really do hold them back and get into that place where they are okay and they can proceed with all of the strategies that you've helped them with. So, you know, so many young people are thinking about, oh, my greatest success is when I get that wonderful car that I've always dreamed of. You know, we think of money and cars and jewelry, mm-hmm. and houses and things like that. But I love it that you shared for them to think differently, because when you give back to others, it's amazing what you will receive. And it's not about the receiving, but it's just about the giving and making the impact. So I do appreciate that. So how do you feel that you will continue to help people? I know you've shared about your sessions, all that you're doing. Where will Joyful Self take us in the future?
Okay, great. I would actually like to take a moment to announce an online retreat with 8 powerful speakers that is coming in a few weeks on April 24th. It's called Revive, Nourishment for the Soul. It was inspired from the words, I can't breathe. These 3 words showed up in 2020 in 3 different forms, literally, with COVID, wearing masks, and of course, sadly, with George Floyd. My biggest cheerleader, my friend, and my colleague, Meg Lewis of Meg Lewis Recovery Coaching, was greatly impacted by COVID. Her family, her entire family, was suffering with the COVID virus in the last year. And she was inspired to create an online retreat. I'm excited to collaborate with her and get this important message out to our community. We have all been affected in one way or another this past year, and it is time to breathe again. So that is the biggest thing that's coming around the corner with Joyful in the collaboration with Meg Lewis Recovery Coaching. It's super inspiring. We have 8 powerful speakers that I cannot wait for everyone to hear. And it's a program from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, with some dance breaks in between and a lot of fun. So if anyone's interested, you can reach out to me, and I'm sure we'll be supplying all my contact information at the end.
Excellent. And thank you for sharing about your retreat. I just love that concept and the nourishment for the soul. I can't breathe. And I can tell you, you will be able to breathe, and you have to start with self first. So thank you once again for sharing that. And again, Christy, you know that Dr. Essie Speaks Educational Consultant is about sharing resources, and you've shared so many wonderful things. So what overall advice, in addition to what you've already said, what are some of those golden last nuggets that you would just leave with the listening audience?
What I said earlier about following your passion, staying connected with others, just finding your joy in whatever way it is. I know that we are all experiencing challenges like we've never experienced in a lifetime. And it's time to be quiet, reflective, know what's important in your life, slow down, and just have some fun. Connect with yourself, love yourself, and just make mistakes. Life is messy, but it can be joyful. So that's my advice, is just to get connected with yourself, connected with your families and your friends, and just enjoy life.
Awesome. And I am going to do exactly that. Take that quiet time to reflect, slow down, you know, just continue to connect with myself, my family, my friends, my loved one, my inner circle, and just continue to grow. And the only way that I'm going to grow is to make those mistakes and then reflect on them and figure out how I'm going to get better. So, Christy, thank you so much. And tell us, how can the listening audience get in contact with you?
Well, I'm really super easy to get in contact with. You can see my website, which is www.joyfulself.com. My email is christyjoy@joyfulself.com. You'll find many posts from on my Facebook page, Joyful Self Wellness Center, and of course on Instagram, Joyful Self WC. So there's many ways to reach out. And I'm literally always only a text or a phone call away. I do respond right away to everyone. If you are in need of some guidance, some resources, I am here for you.
Excellent. Thank you once again, Christy. And thank you for being on my show today to share with the listeners. You indeed have a platform to reach so many and spread so much love and joy. Continue doing the awesome things that you're doing, and may God continue to bless you with making the powerful impact that you're making. So thank you once again.
Thank you so much, Dr. McCoy. And you as well, keep being the light.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening. And remember to visit my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.